then whatever goods may be delivered to you, that is God. Any parcel with the stamp of God, that will deliver you God, the Ramakrishna Mission. Jatamat tatapat. Jatamat tatapat. Does not depend any on the contents of the mat. Mat means the opinion. Any opinion. Then I put them questions, that if I say that to insult Ramakrishna Vivekananda, that is a path to the highest goal. Will you allow that? No criterion, particular criterion of any opinion, but only any opinion. Any opinion in the name of religion stand, a religious stand, the opinion may be anything and everything. And that is, that will lead to the proper goal. This Siddhanti Maharaj, who told that Vivekananda was a gunda in the public meeting.
Then
Siddhanti Maharaj, in Chittagong. In Kishore Ganj Maimansi. Then one gentleman said, everything is equal, everything is equal, all is equal, Krishna, Brahma, but whatever you say, yes, they are all equal. Then they put the question, your father and this dog, equal? Then he said, you want to abuse me? No, not abusing. Everything is equal. Then you have nothing to say that this dog and your father is equal. If I say what you do to your father, will you do to the dog? Such things, in the name of religion, many things are going on. Gaur-hari, the most scientific conception, acinta-bheda-bheda, most accommodating, in nutshell, given by Mahaprabhu. One gentleman, one scholarly gentleman, came to me about 30 years back, perhaps. What do you do, all these things? I told him, we do this, publish books on it. Darnell also, monthly. What is the name? Gauri or Darshan? Darshan? Philosophy? Vaishnava? What philosophy? You, Kirtan, not Kirtan, Bhakti. You are supposed to know and to speak about Bhakti, but what? Darshan? And yes, the Bhakti school has got Darshan. Other schools have no darshan. How? Shankar has got no darshan. What is the name of your darshan? Acinta Bhedavet. How it is? You say you are giving a particular conception of your view, and at the same time you say that acinta, unthinkable. How it is possible? And have you gone through Bhagavad Gita? Yes, I have gone. Then, Pashyami Yogam Isharam. I am everywhere, everything in me. I am nowhere, nothing in me. Can you conceive? Can you conceive? Can you show such a thing in this world? This is acinta. This is acinta. It depends on the final relation of anything and everything. Depends upon the sweet will of the Lord. No final sanction has been given to any stage of the existence of anything here. It is in His hand. So, acinta. General statement, that everything in me, I am everywhere, and if I wish I can withdraw myself from a particular thing. That is mine, sweetly. This is achieved of Hilavid. And what does Shankara say? He says that everything is false. Then why has he come to preach to whom? The false has come to preach to the false. Gauri Hari Bo, Gauri Hari Bo.
So the spiritual master is sometimes called Ashraya Vigraha?
Yes. Ashraya. In the beginning, like the Everest. And then, and the end, the very near circle of the Everest. From far off, only he is Ashraya, Krishna. And then when we approach closely, we find no, our Ashraya means our shelter is somewhere located within his servitor circle and not in him direction. There I am. I am a vitiated nature entity, unit. So those that are under any circumstances deviate from him, they are the eternal paraphernalia, cannot but be. They are eternally connected. But we, sometimes we are coming away and going in unreliable servitors. That is our position. So we cannot claim the position of the absolute servitors. But under their guidance, we can be given chance of the service. That we must accept. We have to accept. That we are recruiters. We are not amongst the permanent servitors of him. So recruiters must have some asylum under any genuine bona fide subjects. The foreigners must be guests and gradually accommodated with some bona fide permanent servitors of the land of Krishna, a dependent. So there is a fixed law that recruiters may come to such position in the eye of law and not more. But Gurudev, by the special will of Krishna, is a specially dedicated power. So in him, we can see deeply the function, the delegation of Krishna, and accordingly to think him in that way. That way, a special delegation. If we attend very closely to the dedication aspect in Gurudev. Gurudev person and the inspiration of Krishna in him. The two aspects in Gurudev. Gurudev. He is a Vaishnava. He himself, when in Ekadashi, he does not take annam. His conduct will be like a Vaishnava. But Shishya, he will give him anna in Ekadashi. He is concerned with the dedication power, the inner side, inspired side. The inspired Vaishnava. The inspired Vaishnava is an Acharya, Guru. So, when he looks that side, the Shishya, he marks only the special, inspired portion within the Vaishnava, the Guru. Guru. He is more concerned with that part. Then, Gurudev himself, he possesses himself, he generally possesses as Vaishnava. So his dealings towards disciple and this is the dealings to other Vaishnava will be different. Then that's what Intavhira feet. Sometimes. And that the free will of Krishna he will do mark and do. This what I say, that is the ideal, that is the model. But there may be imitation and there may be deviation. Both is possible. Imitation is also possible from an ulterior motive. One may make trade of a guru, as in Jati Goswami. And being unfit also, for some reason or other, one may pose as guru. But the real guru, the Lakshan, is there in the Shastra. Sabdi Paricha Nishnatam, Sabdi
Brahmanya
Pasam,
Brahmanya
Bhagavat, Brahmanya Bhagavad Gita, Jigyasa Siyut, in Bhagavad Gita.
Tadvidhi Pranipati.
Parivesana Sevaya, Ganinas Tattva Darsina. So, in the case of only saying that I am Guru is not Guru. As Mukhe Bolide Nahi Chale, Goragami Goragami Mukhe Bolide Nahi Chale, Gorar Achar, Gorar Vichar, Loide Se Phal Phal. So, imitation is always possible. The scripture will come to for the selection of a real guru, and the real guru will come to take out the meaning of the scripture, interdependence. Mm. One will help another for our recognition. The guru will say, that was Java Bhagavat para Vaishnava sthane. We must Acharyavan Purusha Veda. We shall read the scripture under the guidance of a proper professor, proper guru, Vaishnava. So the scripture is dependent on Acharya. And Acharya, who is Acharya? The scripture will say. So interdependent, they are sadhu shastra, both. The active and the passive agents. Tini bhammarhida jayadikavari. First I transmitted the true knowledge through Brahma to this world. And then from him, what came? That was written as Veda, Sruti, and that was held by his disciples, Chatushram, and then Marichi, with Patri, Angira, all these gentlemen. And the men and in the book, Sruti. First it was in the sound and not script. Gradually it became in writing. But in the beginning, only direct through the sound, from one man to another, from lip to ear, Sruti. Then no script writing was invented. from the child. But the knowledge continues from mouth to ear. Shruti, sayings, sayings, shruti, audio. You have made audio?
Yes.
Through audio. It was passing through audio. Hare Krishna.
But sometimes it becomes lost.
Yes, without the absence of the mediator, sometimes lost, then and some lost, and sometimes kadarchita, viruf hoye jay, ki bole, sometimes disfigured,
distorted.
Then again, the Lord has filled the necessity of coming. Yada yada hi atmishva. Sometimes He Himself comes, sometimes send a normal thinking man to reinstate the standard of the truth of religion that is necessary to get to the standard. Aham vivasat yogam paktavan harabban vivasran manovipraha manovrikhakavibhavit shakali nihomata yogo nashta parantapa. That's what I said, this karma yoga to you, Arjuna. I first told it to Surya. And from Surya it came from generation to generation. And then it has been disfigured, mutilated. Again I am talking that with the same very thing to you today. So, the enervating plane, the truth, whatever comes, the truth when comes, it is fresh, bright, but gradually, with the contact of this enervating plane, it becomes weak, disfigured, demoralized, and then again he has to rejuvenate it, renaissance or something like that. From time to time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Is there any difference between an acharya and a guru?
Guru and acharya, same thing, but generally acharya may be is told more extensive work, acharya. And also another thing, the acharya must have some knowledge of the scriptures. And the guru may not have expressedly some knowledge of scripture, but real knowledge, the purpose of the shastra is there. He may not quote scripture, but he feels the meaning of the scripture. And that he may be guru. But acharya means one who will preach and who will be able to quote scriptural evidences. Achinyoti tibya shastrarthaṁ acharya steno kirtita. The definition of acharya is this. Achinyoti to shastrarthaṁ. From the scriptures he will be able to draw out the proper meaning. Your shastra. Acharya is sthapayat tava. And who has got the capacity of the people to accept them, those meanings of the scriptures, some influence over the people to accept the proper meaning of the shastra. Swayam acharati, and he himself practices those rules and regulations in his own life. Acharya just Trinupitit. And he is known, he is called an Acharya. Who is standing?
That is
Harvard now.
Now we have Sridhar Maharaj's video.
Video.
We have audio. This is video. That is Parbat Maharaj.
Parbat Maharaj.
So that slok is from the Vayu Purana?
I don't remember. But there is one thing. I was told that Bhavananda Maharaj, he trampled down under his foot the Gauriya Kantaha, a very important book of the preacher section. Rupa had collected from different scriptures, as if he collected so many weapons for the preacher to use in the field proper, Gauriya Kantaha, and put them in a very regular way, Guru Tattva, Gaur Tattva, Bhagavat Tattva, Nityananda Tattva, Shishya Tattva, then Nama Tattva. In this way, division, and also all the necessary quotations from different shastras. That is the weapon of the preacher. If one go through that book, Gauriya Kantaha, then he is satisfied with all the requirements when he is in the field of preaching. But I was told that Bhavananda trampled out that. Oh, we are only to go through the books given to us by our Swami Maharaj, our Prabhupada. And don't touch all those books in this way, but that he must have committed a great offense, a heinous offense. And I advise for him, it may be intimated to him, he should publish that Gauriya Kantaha in a very beautiful way, and with repentance and with all redoubt. Otherwise he will have to mourn to reap the result of that such heinous action, whoever he be. It is not a matter to trifle in such a way. There is Namavarad. Namavarad. First Namavarad, the Vaishnavavarad, and the second, Satang Ninda Paramavaradam Vitamati, then Shastra. The Shastra that is giving us the devotional process to us. If we dishonor that, the name will be dissatisfied. Shastra Sadhu Ninda and the Shastra Ninda. The Shastra Ninda to talk against Shastra, that is mind. And what he has done, that is a demonic, heinous thing. And he must beg to propitiate the Shastra, and he should publish that particular Shastra in a very honorable way and distribute to others. Then he may be, he may escape from that sort of offense. Any friend of him may say to him in my name, this is not a traveling thing. If Krishna is concrete reality, then Shastra is also so. They have got also, they have such value. not to be belittled. Uh-huh. Yeah? The carrying the news of Krishna, that is not to be belittled. It is so serious. It is as real as Krishna. We shudder to hear such things. You must do some service to that very Shastra, Gauriya Kanthahar. It is a very favorite book of our Guru Maharaj. We have seen it. He come collected them. And there's equipment, the tun. Tun, that the storehouse of weapons. With all the speeches as storehouse of weapons, and the tun in Sanskrit, tun where the weapons are kept. So the preachers, that is so many important, vital quotations to support the Krishna consciousness. And that is dealt in such a wrong, insulting way. I know. Whenever I have heard it, my heart is aching to think of that offense. If I do not inform to him, I will be under offense. So, at least to save me, I want to put my request to him, do this, my friend. My friend, my boy, save yourself. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hare Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hare Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hare Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hare Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hare Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hare Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hare Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hare Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hare Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hare Gaur. I should be natural. What am I? They have to look after what is awkward, what is beautiful. I am what I am. Hare Krishna. I am for that is for me. What is the position? Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur.
So, our Guru Maharaj, in the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita,
yes,
in the verse Acharjam Mam Vijaniyan Navamanyeta Karhachit, in the explanation, he mentions in the explanation that in all the ancient literatures of devotional service and in the more recent songs of Srila Narottama Das Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and other unalloyed Vaishnavas, the spiritual master is always considered either one of the confidential associates of Srimati Radharani or a manifested representation of Srila Nityananda Prabhu.
According to Rasa Vichar, to the Madhur Ras representation of Radharani, in other Ras representation of Nityananda Baladev. Two divisions. But representation the representation of himself, representation of the highest servitor of a particular department, and also maybe representation of any of the special servitor in any of these camps. The three phases may be discussed and understood. The three phases. First, the Lord Himself is Guru. Next, we are told the most favorite. And that most favorite may be in different rasa. Parichalan?
Okay.
Or আমাদের কেউ কনফার্ম আছে না? দেন দি সি থ্রি দেয়ার ফার্স্ট ইন ফার্স্ট দর্শন ওনলি দি এভার টপ অফ দি এভারেস্ট এন্ড নেক্সট দি নিয়ার বাই পিকস and then what is suitable for my special personality according to the atmosphere, so much cold, where I can take permanent shelter, what cave will be suitable for me to for permanent living there. In this way it is to be adjusted at least in three different planes. First to the Lord Himself, then next step we find the first class servitor, the head of the of every department of service, then my particular department. One servitor may have different departments, then any particular department that is head, under his care I shall to begin my eternal life. The Manjari class, Rupa Manjari. Radharani, Rupa Manjari. First Krishna, Radharani, Rupa Manjari. Krishna, Baladev, and then Subal or any other friend. In this way, Vatsala Rasa, Krishna, Yashoda, Nanda, and then any other helping hand to Yashoda, Nanda. In this way, the location is to be traced.
So there are different
on the three stages.
There are different groups of intimate associations.
Yes, there are different groups.
Is this
and groups and then fighting between the groups. Radharani's group, Chandravali group, they are fighting temperament. That is also there.
But there are harmonies in this transcendental plane. There are completely harmony between.
Yes, that harmony, that difference also to promote intensity of service. There it is harmonized. The competition, that means competition. Bharat Swami Maharaj utilized this competitive spirit in his propaganda.
Yes.
There's competition that enhances the central capital.
Yes.
So that has been, that design, that plan has been accepted there. The competition, the yoga maya. By competition enhances the degree of serving attitude. And that is utilized. What is here, what is there, perverted reflection here. So competition is also utilized. The spirit of competition. And because that all harmonizing one, it is all good.
He used to tell transcendental competition.
Yes, of course, everything is there transcendental. Oh, the mundane is so much worse. The competition and everything worse. But competition of dedication, at the bottom, it is dedication. And the competition in the dedication, that is most desirable thing. We are told when the Mohammedans came here in India in the beginning, there was one fort and two parties of Rajputs. They wanted to enter into the attack from both sides, and whose party will enter first into the fort. There was a competition. The one party tried to enter through the main gate, and on the gate so many hooks, spikes were on the door put. So this excited an elephant to break down that door, but the hooks were there. Elephant puts his head and coming back. So one Rajput, he embraced that hook, and on his back the elephant was engaged. And then the elephant used his horse and broke open the door. Because they wanted that they will enter the fort first. But they, on the other hand, the other party crossing the wall already entered. But there the sacrifice was so much that one soldier, he embraced the hook in the door, and then elephant pushed. And of course, with the door, the man, dead body, or fell. Competition. At the land of competition, competition of dedication, you can't blame anyone. Not competition for selfish end, but competition of dedication. And dedication all comprehensive. The cause represents the general characteristic. So, the competition of dedication, and dedication, the result may be enjoyed by anyone or everyone, because the center of interest is one. And by his satisfaction, we are satisfied. In this way, it is distributed. So, he harmonizing everything. The highest standard has been given out by Radharani. More jodi diya sukho, tiho paaye maha sukho, tabe sei dukho sukho bhojyo. If by giving pain to me, he becomes satisfied, then my pain is welcomed by me, to be welcomed by me. If Krishna is pleased by giving pain to me, that pain is my wealth. In this way, she harmonizes everything. She, more jodi diya dukho, tiho paaye maha sukho, tabe sei dukho sukho bhojyo. That is my highest bliss. If by giving pain to me, he becomes happy, then that pain is my highest happiness. There it is harmonized. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Sare Nata Vachi Man. Sare Sakta Vishti.
Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Ekku Jalda To Khava Jiyo.
Take your leave now.
We'll
take your leave.
Yes. Jaya Mustafa. Jaya Mustafa.